Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, along with Roger Bauer, the Social Media Ninja, and welcome to our version of social media, online, interactive, real, in your face, uncut, raw, unedited. Who knows what we're going to talk about today? I don't even know. Roger, what do you have in store for us? Because you know me, I just tend to react and shoot from the hip.
Well, I was reading a study on Business Week the other day, how Ford has increased spending 25% on social media. And I think what that's telling people is, or telling small business owners and just regular businesses in general, that a lot of companies that were previously struggling are turning to social media as a way to regenerate growth, start to increase awareness. And the people who have said or denounced social media as just a fad or a bunch of 20-somethings playing games online or wasting time, I think this shows that corporations are spending real money on this stuff because it works. And small businesses have been a little slower to get on board with the whole social media craze, and we'll talk about that a little later. Because you and I've had.
So you mean the only car manufacturer to not go bankrupt is spending money on social media?
That's right. And you've also got GM's got quite a presence with social media. Let me look and see. I've got a bunch of stuff in front of me on different companies.
So pretty soon we're going to know that that the CEO of GM is having macaroni and cheese for dinner. That'll be up on Twitter.
We may. You never know.
Is that going to help them sell cars?
GM uses blogs to communicate directly with its customers around topics ranging from design to green tech. So, and I know Saturn did a big thing with social media. I don't know if it says anything that they're going under, but they started out
Saturn's
doing a lot of social. Yeah, Saturn's going away, but they did do a lot of stuff with social media at the beginning to connect with their customers, learn more about what they wanted, and offload a lot of the expenses that they might have for a call center through social media. And I think that's another way that small businesses can take advantage of social media, is look at ways to offload cost from the traditional sinking cost centers like call centers and customer service reps and things of that nature, and transition that to something that they don't have to pay for technology up front, because social media by and large is a free medium to use for companies to do stuff like this.
The free medium, the great free. Keep hearing that, and companies are realizing, though, that it's not free. I mean, I heard that General Mills has 12 employees per product brand.
Wow.
Dedicated to social media.
Generous Mills.
Generous Mills.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you seeing still a lot of confusion on social media?
Yeah,
how
I think there's,
what is it? Is it a viable alternative for businesses, you know?
Yeah, I think what I've seen, and I think you've seen the same thing, and we saw it in our August presentation when we were out there in California, is a lot of the small businesses realize that they need to be in on this social media stuff and get in on the craze and use it to grow their business, but they're confused on how to do it, what to start with, who to listen to, what works, what doesn't work, things of that nature. So they're looking for help, but they're unsure of where to turn. And a lot of times, and what I think we've been talking about offline, is they want somebody to do a majority of it for them. And that's kind of what we've been brainstorming, is, okay, how do we go to the market to offer this stuff to people cost effectively, but also help them grow their business quickly so they see results early enough on in the campaign so that they don't just throw their hands up like so many people do and say, this crap doesn't work. I mean, this is just it's a fad. It's a big craze. And none of these idiots know how to make money with this stuff. So it's not for me. I'll just give up on it. And we don't want people to do that, because that's a typical reaction, is people go out and try social media for a week. Maybe they might try it for a month and they don't see any hard numbers coming back to demonstrate any return, so they give up because they don't have a strategy at the beginning. They don't know who to turn to. They don't really know what to implement or how to implement it. And then once they do give it a try, they're kind of haphazardly doing things instead of doing a focused campaign or focusing on the people that want to receive their message, as opposed to just trying to blast it out to everybody. That old traditional advertising way of doing things. That's what I'm seeing. I mean, aren't you, you're seeing the same things, right?
I am, and in case you're wondering, the Jets are going into overtime right now. So, you know, get a little interesting football update versus
right.
Buffalo.
T.O.'s probably upset that he hadn't gotten the ball enough, and he's getting ready to erupt, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wonder how many followers T.O. has. I don't care.
I'll look at that while we're on here.
Yeah, social media, I mean, you and I have been working in this for quite some time, and I mean, I guess it's a good thing that there's still so much confusion because it gives us a way to earn a living and feed our families, but like anything else, it's a tool to bring awareness about a business, but it's not a silver bullet. You know, one of the things I was talking about just this week in one of my workshops is how social media, it helps level the playing field. Right? It's ironic you bring up Ford, you bring up GM.
Mm-hmm.
As little as 10 years ago, the small mom and pops, small business owners, could not compete against the large, you know, Fortune 100, Fortune 50 companies, even Fortune 1000 companies. Because of budget and manpower, we talked about General Mills having 12 people for each product line. And obviously you and I cannot compete from a volume standpoint,
right?
That, you know, a quantity standpoint that these types of companies can throw out there. But I always say people know the truth when they hear it. And if you're putting out good quality content, people will bookmark you, they'll link back to you, they'll reference you, and you'll develop a following. And most of us don't need, you know, General Motors, General Mills, they need 10 and 20 and 100 million people buying their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, you know, if we have 10,000 clients regularly buying, if we have 1,000 clients regularly spending money with us, you know,
we're
fat, dumb, and happy.
Oh, yeah, we're swamped.
And social media lets those with a voice, those with something to say, those that are bringing value to the marketplace, lets them be heard, have an audience, have a platform, build a business, generate revenue, and live a good life, right?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Terrell has 228,406 followers on Twitter.
200?
228,000, yeah.
No.
But he's only following
200. There's 228,000 idiots.
Well, you were talking about how social media, back on the beam here a little bit, you were talking about how it levels the playing field. That's the same thing, the same message I was giving small business owners back in 2006 about search engine optimization, is that was kind of one of the first outlets that, let's say that you've got Roger Bauer with his small little bitty company, one-person, two-person firm in Louisville, Kentucky. I got as high as number 3 for business consulting. Number 4 was IBM right below me. So if somebody does a search for business consulting and they see my little SMB Consulting Inc. website there and then they see IBM just below it, what do you think they're going to think about my firm? And I don't have the budget of IBM. I wish I had one-one-thousandth or one-one-millionth the budget of IBM to market and promote, but yet they're going to view me more than likely on somewhat level playing field with IBM just because they saw, oh, wow, that ranks them in search engine. Must
so
be
where was this? Is this right now?
No, this was back. I quit optimizing for business consulting because it wasn't a money term, so to speak, and it wasn't generating a whole lot of money. A lot of tire kickers. Which, you know, it's one of those lessons you learn. But at the same
That's
time,
so funny. I just did business consulting. I just threw it into Google, and I'm on the Google Maps. I'm A on the maps.
Yeah, see, and that's another example. That's a perfect example of social media combined with search. Is you've got maps to where they'll be interactive and dynamic depending on where somebody searches from. So imagine somebody that's in your town in Murrieta that does a search for business consulting, they're going to see West number 1. They might not see a firm that they recognize right away until way down the page.
Right.
But you're going to get that first mover advantage on that person and that that mind share with them just because they said, well, Wes is number one. He must be, his stuff must be good. That whisper.
Some good stuff, brother.
That's right.
Throwing
that's
it
right.
down, they're keeping it real, dog.
They're going to see the big whisper up there, and they're going to think to themselves, man, this guy must be worth his weight in gold. Let's give him a call. But I think that's something that social media does that small businesses can take advantage of, and like you say, level the playing field without having to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to generate awareness of their brand. And you can also go from a local firm to a global or national firm practically overnight with social media.
Right.
I mean, share that story about your old boss, I guess it was, that called you and said something about he noticed that you were everywhere.
No, right. I don't want to share that story. It's kind of moving. I get verklempt when I tell that story. There's a little tear in my eye. Yeah, it was funny. It was roughly 10 days ago. When was that? On the 7th, I was at the University of Redlands, their Temecula campus, doing a lunch and learn on social media, capitalizing on the conversation, leveraging social media for business, which will also be held on November 11th. If you happen to be in the Temecula area, please go ahead and reserve your spot now at GetSocialGetPaid.com. But anyway, I digress.
That's right. You've got to weave that promotional item in there.
I was actually, I was getting ready for this talk. So the talk was from 11 to 1, no kidding, about 10:45. I get a call from, I recognize the area code. And it's my old boss. We had spoken about 2.5 years ago about him using me for some of their business, doing some training. And, you know, at the time, he was new in his role. And so this was summer of 2007. The whole financial world had not imploded quite yet. They were growing at about 20% a year. And he ended up saying, you know what, we're just going to hold off because, you know, we're growing and I'm new in this role. And so he called me and said, man, what are you doing? I said, well, actually, I'm about to talk to 40 people over lunch about social media for business. He says, man, I'm seeing you everywhere. And so, of course, we're friends on Facebook, and he's following me on Twitter, and I am everywhere, at least from a social media perspective. And so now, lo and behold, we spoke later in the week. Their sales are down about 15%, and he needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it pays to be persistent. It pays to be consistent. You know, and the biggest thing with social media is you've got to keep it real, dog, in the words of Randy Jackson.
That's also the famous words of Allen Iverson's mom when they were quizzing him about one of his latest run-ins.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. She said, you got to keep it real.
Well, who is the real Allen Iverson, huh?
Well, his mom is AI, too.
His mom is what?
AIs. And she refers to herself as the as AI as well.
All right. Well, you lost me there, but I guess her name's like Alba.
But yeah, it's something like that. So she, you
Allison
know,
Iverson or something?
Yeah, she talked about herself in the third person as AI, and then she was talking about her son as AI, so it was kind of hard to follow. Okay, who are you talking about? But she said, you got to keep it real up in this mug.
That's what your old Louisville coach says, huh?
We got to
keep
yeah,
it
sure,
real in the
like
grill.
That.
I'm going to come up in your face. You boys got to throw down some business. Hit somebody. But anyway. He calls me after, you know, we had communicated a little bit here and there, but not a lot. And,
right.
Now I'm getting business, you know, doing what I do.
And you weren't hounding him for over those 2 years, right?
No.
You hadn't talked to him at all.
No, I hadn't.
Right.
So
that's another example of it's as much of a pull media as anything, because you weren't out there in the guy's face. You weren't blasting ads at him or cold calls or anything like that. It's just he found you doing some research, realized he needs some help, and there's Wes just waiting on him for when he's ready.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's statistics that show something like 67% of people that visit your website will buy in the next year, 80% will buy in the next 2 years. And so the question, though, is how do you stay in front of 80% of your leads for a two-year period affordably? Social media gives you that outlet.
Right.
It gives you that ability, but most people are running around chasing the dollar. Their long-term vision doesn't go past Friday.
Yeah.
And very few go past this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to grow consistently with that type of mentality, especially with the proliferation and the availability of internet, you know, broadband connectivity keeps us always on, always connected. And the truth will be known one way or another, sooner or later, because of this. And so you better keep it real, dog, because the world will know. And so, you know, I didn't sugarcoat anything. You know, if you're following my blog, if you're following, you know, the Weekly Whisper, following my tweets and updates, you know, I'm putting updates out there about what I think and feel, including politics and sports and who's a decent trainer, who's out there just stealing money from people. And, man, I don't sugarcoat it. And you know what? That's the way people like it. One of the things I always bring up in my training when I give examples are Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. And regardless of what people think, regardless of the audience, I always get a, oh, people roll their eyes or they cheer.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys, they don't sugarcoat who they are, right? They lay it out there.
Right.
And they have a strong following. Same thing with Ellen. You know, she doesn't sugarcoat who she is. And so one of the things I really try to instill in my clients is that you attract to the same degree that you repel.
Yeah.
So be willing to deliver a powerful message in a powerful manner. And as long as you do that, the business will come to you. Now, you better do that consistently. And that's where people run into trouble, which is a good thing for us because that's what we help people do, is
right.
to stay consistent, to stay persistent, to be present all over the place.
Right.
With little tips and tricks, you know, that that help us do that. So do you have any tips or tricks you want to share with
think that it ties into that real easily is – develop a strategy before you start. I think a lot of people just jump in there because they see either a competitor, a friend, a family member, somebody else that they see doing this stuff, and they think, well, that looks easy enough. I'll just jump in there and just start, you know, willy-nilly doing everything that they're doing without really having a strategy or an objective, a goal, whatever it may be. I mean, if your goal is to be the most popular person on your neighborhood block on social media – well, have some numbers for that. Have a strategy to accomplish that goal. If your goal is to grow your business from a little local mom-and-pop store to a regional presence, have a goal for that. Figure out, you know, how are you going to do that? How are you going to reach these people within your region to let them know about your little mom-and-pop shop? Or maybe you sell handbags. How are you going to get the word out to multiple people? Maybe you just sell your handbags in a little local store. Not that many people know about you, but your handbags might be great. How are you going to get the word out? I mean, you've got to have a strategy before you get into this stuff, and I think that's where I see people go wrong, and that's why they do throw their hands up after a month and say, ah, this crap doesn't work. This is just a bunch of hype about nothing. There's no way to make money. There's no way to measure success with social media, because social media is just like anything else, and I think you said it the other day on the webinar call. It's just another medium to reach people. It's not
right.
the silver bullet. It's not the magic pill. It's not the magic bean. It's not going to solve all your problems. And that's something else I share with a lot of prospects when they come to me about social media. If your business is not functioning well behind the scenes and your back office is a mess and everything else, attracting more traffic to it or tossing more customers or just going out and creating a greater awareness, all that's going to do is expose your back office problems even more, and it's going to become more of a headache. So
right.
To view social media as the magic pill, that's the wrong approach to take from the very beginning. So have a strategy, know what you want to accomplish, but also make sure your house is in order before you go out there and really utilize social media to try to grow your business.
Well, and you know, we'll get into it later on, but I see folks struggle with social media because of that lack of strategy, because they don't realize it's an integration into their current, you know, their existing marketing plan, and most don't have a marketing plan.
Right.
And so what people kind of gloss over is the is how the big folks they see online, they're present and prevalent on social media, but it steers them back to a landing page, a squeeze page, a one-time offer, an upsell, a merchant account, an order form, you know, a free report, and that just hurts a lot of people's brains to talk about that kind of stuff.
Or it even, you know, it guides them back to, I'm talking with a business that doesn't have a website, but it can guide them to some kind of special offer that they can use a code word when they go into the person's store, so that you can even guide it to a brick and mortar to where you can capitalize upon social media. Even if you don't necessarily have a website, a squeeze page, you should have all of that stuff, but if you don't, you can still drive traffic to your brick and mortar business through social media and track it at the same time by doing something as simple as, you know, ask for Bob when you come in, and there may not be a Bob, but somebody's designated to be quote-unquote Bob that day, knowing that that's the social media keyword so that you can track it. So whatever you generate in sales for that particular person that comes in that asks for Bob, you can track that back to social media. And I think a lot of people get lost in that whole, well, I just don't understand how you monetize it. How do you track it? How are you sure that you're really effective with social media? It's just like anything else. I mean, how do you track your direct mail pieces? How do you track your advertising on, let's say you do radio advertising or TV advertising, how are you tracking that? Because TV and radio advertising, that ain't cheap. So you better be tracking it. If you're not, then to throw stones at social media and say, well, there's just no way to do it, well, look at your TV and radio and your traditional advertising, and are you tracking it there? You can track the same metrics with social media.
Right. So give us a little tidbit. What's the latest cool tool you're using to streamline your efficiencies with social media?
I don't know if there's necessarily a tool. I've discovered a few websites that have helped me kind of stay on top of social media, and I guess that's improving the efficiency, so I'm not going to 45 or 50 different websites a day to see what's going on, what's the hot topic, what can I capitalize on. One of them is socialapproach.com and then /social-media. Visiting that quite a bit. There's also pop URLs. Go to that quite a bit to see, you know.
Hey, don't give all of them away. We got to string this out a little bit. You know?
I know.
Coming back.
That's right. That's right.
Fill all your beans, all your candy in the lobby.
Those are two that I'm using to kind of speed up my consumption of what's going on with social media. And like you've said, I mean, it's, you got to keep up with it. You got to be consistent. You got to be persistent. So you got to have some of these outlets that you discover, these golden nuggets to help you do that. And just, there's all kinds of stuff out there. It'd be impossible for somebody to master social media in a day or two, but little websites like this can help you get up to speed pretty quickly. What about you? What kind of tools are you using?
Hey, you already gave too many. So tell us the ones you're using again, though.
socialapproach.com/social. Yeah, socialapproach.com/social-media and pop URLs, which it's just like it sounds. Pop.
Well, what is social? That is that your account? What is that?
No. Social Approach is a third-party website that kind of
Right, but no, you said socialpoetry.com/social-media.
Right. That's just a section within it that you can look at who's talking, hot topics, videos, photos. It kind of it's an aggregator of social media news and what's happening with it.
So I guess I need to get an account there.
What's that?
Should I go there and get an account since you recommended it?
Yeah. It's free. Right. I mean, what the hell?
All right. So social approach, and the other is popurls.com.
Yep.
So what's the big deal with popurls.com?
That just shows you what's popular right now, and it's another aggregation site, I guess would be the appropriate term, to where they'll take stuff from like Dig, StumbleUpon, some of the more popular social media sites. I think it even tracks some of the conversations on Twitter, what's going on there. But let me hop over there and see what's hot right now.
So in this socialapproach.com, it's free to join, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got what's popurls, you got what's popular today. It gives you a nice little section at the top. It's got Twitter, Dig, Delicious, Reddit, Yahoo Buzz, Metafilter, Google Blogs. I mean, it's got all kinds of different outlets. And you can view them all in one place to see what are people talking about, what's the conversation right now, what's the news. And that's something else I think I've noticed with social media, and we shared this on the webinar the other day. We no longer search for the news. The news finds us. We go to sites like this popurls, or we monitor Twitter on a regular basis, we can find out the news in real time. Like Twitter, we had an earthquake here in Louisville 2 years ago, I think it was. And one of the guys here tracked how long it took for somebody on Twitter to mention the fact that he thought we had an earthquake to the time that one of the major media outlets reported it. I think there was like a 3-hour lapse.
Mm.
And that's one of those things that, you know, an earthquake, that's done pretty quickly.
Right.
So you can either report it or not report it, and they took a while to check their facts and all that other business. Well, everybody on Twitter was already having a major conversation about it. So the news had already found those people. So by the time that the traditional media outlets reported it, it was old news.
That's very cool. So were you tracking that just through Twitter in general? Were you looking at social approach? What were you using to track that?
He was using Twitter. He was just looking to see. He was looking at Twitter, and he was also looking at the television news stations to see, okay, when is somebody going to report that this is an earthquake? I don't know if it was 3 hours. I'm probably embellishing the facts a little bit. It was probably more like it was well over 30 minutes.
Yeah, you Kentucky boys tend to exaggerate, you know, all the time.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
I think everyone from Kentucky always exaggerates. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good blanket statement there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what it showed, is that it took a while for traditional media to pick up the ball and run with it when the news was already spread throughout Twitter. Traditional media couldn't do anything with it because it was like, hell, this is already spreading. We got to do something. So it kind of forced their hand. And
right.
It's the same thing's going on right now, is there's so many rumors about our glamorous football coach, Steve Kragthorpe, which I won't share the nickname of what I have for him, but it's not a very, very kind word that I use for him. But there are rumors about John Gruden. There's rumors about Tommy Tuberville. I mean, there's rumors about you name it, who's going to replace him as coach, which I'm glad that the conversation shifted from will he be replaced to who is going to replace him. So that's an encouraging bit of news. But it's all over social media that, you know, he's going to be replaced, and it's just a matter of who instead of if anymore. And that's
maybe social media, they could use a voting type interactive poll to have people vote for the next coach.
A couple people have done that on some of the forums and things of that nature, but it got to be such a wide-spreading rumor that it was even reaching other areas of the country that have no dog in the fight and really don't care, that you had the NFL Network report on it, you had ESPN report on it, you had the local news, the local newspaper. They all had to run a story on this because it just got so out of hand that all these outlets thought, we have to report something, even if it is to say the rumors aren't true, we've got to say something. So it forced everybody's hand because social media has just taken the ball and run with it so much that now you've got traditional media on their heels feeling like they've got to do something, even if it's they don't have their facts verified, they don't have a real story to run with, that all these people are worked up because of social media, that it's forcing them to do something. And that can work for you or it can work against you. So if a small business gets in this situation to where they create a lot of buzz, well, just understand that can work against you just as much as it can work for you.
Right.
So if you're putting out a bad product or a bad service, word can spread real quickly, just like you said earlier. If you're not keeping it real, people are going to find out.
All right. Well, it's late in the day. Time for a little Fat Tire, maybe even a little 1554 Enlightened Black Ale New Belgium to watch the sunset here in Southern California. Maybe even go throw the dog with Decker. We'll talk about Decker next time. What do you think?
Yeah, well, how is Decker? I haven't heard him grumbling.
Yeah, I've got him tied up in the backyard with duct tape around his mouth. I can't have him interrupting this this interview, you know. Just a joke, people. I don't want to hear from PETA. He's fine playing with the kids, probably eating one of the kids. If he did eat one of the kids, PETA would probably still say, well, he was probably just hungry. You're a mean parent. Or
that's right. You didn't
but anyway, him. You know, don't get me off on that tangent. So, yeah, we're going to go throw the ball with him in the park, drink a little Belgium 1554. It is, you know, the fall. And,
that's right.
And Halloween is almost here. So we'll tweet about Halloween in the next
Hey, before we go, don't forget to mention our webinar on Tuesday that we're going to talk about the reasons why only 5% of marketers make money with social media. We're doing a replay or a rerun. It's not a replay because it's a live event of last Thursday's webinar that sold out.
Sold out? What are you talking about? Is that why we're doing this again?
That's right. Well, I mean, it was booked, and we got people saying that they couldn't get in, and they want to hear what we had to say, so we're going to redo it. Hopefully it's better this time than it was last time. So people,
how do people register for that?
If they go to marketingvirtualseminar.com, all one word, and put in your name, email, address, you'll see a glamorous mugshot of me, and you'll get an audio message from me telling you what you're going to get.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. It's
you
the
mean,
full
with your
deal.
Mugshot, you, with your mugshot, it's still sold out?
That's oh hell yeah!
Filled up.
People want to see me now. Whisper.
Goodness gracious, man! You got a face for radio, brother.
I may have that, but hey, people want
to. I'm gonna have to send some of this Enlightened Black Ale to our web guy. See if we can swap out photos.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, cool. So, what's that website again?
MarketingVirtualSeminar.com, and we're going to do that at 4 p.m. Eastern this Tuesday, October the 20th. Be about an hour-long deal. And you can ask questions afterwards. You can ask questions beforehand because there'll be a place on the site to ask questions, and you can ask questions as we go along. There'll be a live chat enabled for that.
Uh-oh.
So we're going the whole nine this time. This isn't going to be any
I'm going to have to chew gum and walk.
That's right. This isn't your garden variety webinar. This is people are going to get some good stuff out of this.
Goodness gracious.
People got good stuff out of the last one. If they want to listen in again, if they feel like they missed something because we didn't get the last one recorded, we will be recording this one. But we went about an hour last time, gave away a lot of good information. A lot of people learned some good stuff. We got even more this time, got some more stats, got some more facts, reasons why people aren't making any money. 5 most common misconceptions about social media. We got all kinds of stuff to give people.
All right, very cool. And what time is that?
That is 4 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday, October the 20th, 2009, or 1 o'clock Pacific.
Very nice. All right,
o'clock
I guess I'll
Central.
Be there.
That's right, you better be there.
I'll have to call my California yoga master, transcendental meditation instructor and reschedule my time. But I will be there.
All right. Well, until then, we'll chat with everybody later. Thanks for listening.
All right. This was Roger Bauer, SMB Consulting, and Wes Schaefer, thesaleswhisperer.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.